Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we started the broad book, Kitabul Fada'il, the chapter on, or the book of virtues. And under the book of virtues, we started the first chapter, Babu Fadli Qira'atil Qur'an, the chapter on the virtue of reciting the Qur'an Sharif. We explained that this virtues, Fada'il means virtues, that this is something that is purely out of the love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for us. For example, we understand that Allah ta'ala is Khaliq, Allah is the one that has created us. Allah ta'ala is the one that owns us. Allah is the one that fashioned us. Allah is Hakim, Allah is the one that gives the command. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he wished, he could have just given the command, perform salah, give zakat, perform hajj, make tilawat of Quran, make dhikr. He could have just left it at that, finished. And we as the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to do it whether we like it or we don't like it. So what was the purpose of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala making us, giving us knowledge of fada'il, of the virtues of salat, the virtues of zakat, the virtues of hajj, virtues of tilawat of Quran, virtues of dhikr, etc. was purely out of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama explained like a father that he's telling his son to do something. He can tell his son, I want you to do this. And he doesn't tell him anything further, expecting the son to listen to him and do what he's telling him. But many times the father now will give him the virtue of doing it, the benefit of doing this. If a person does it, then how much he will benefit. For example, he tells his son that you start the day early, you wake up early, you start reading Quran in the morning, you start doing things early. So now he's explaining to him the benefits of waking up early, starting early, bringing discipline. He'll give him examples and he'll tell him the virtues of specifically would bring things early. Or for example, he wants to give him the virtue or the benefit of not eating junk food. So he'll explain to him the harms of the junk food, and then he'll tell him the benefits of healthy food. So he'll explain to him to get him to understand. Now this father explaining to the son is done purely out of love for the son. So ulama explained that this is the sign of the love that Allah Ta'ala has for us, that he has introduced fada'il, virtues of doing actions. So therefore these virtues are there to propel us to do good deeds. It's actually a sign of extreme love from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the lover is showing, or the beloved is showing the love, how much more the lover should accept this love and practice upon the love that is being showed. So we all claim to be the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the actual practice of it will show to the, will show the extent of love that we have. So today's hadith, عن النواس بن سمعان رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول يؤتى يوم القيامة بالقرآن وأهله الذين كانوا يعملون به في الدنيا تقدمه سورة البقرة وآل عمران تحاجان عن صاحبهما رواه مسلم. حضرت نواس بن سمعان رضي الله عنه, he narrated, I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that on the day of Qiyamah, the Qur'an will be brought together with those who used to practice on it in the world. So on the day of Qiyamah, Qur'an Sharif will be brought together with those that practiced upon. The Qur'an will be brought and the people of the Qur'an will be brought. But it is qualifying who the people of the Qur'an, who are these people of the Qur'an? الَّذِينَ كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ بِهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا. The people of the Qur'an are those people who practice upon the Qur'an in the world. So it's not just sufficient that a person makes tilawat of Qur'an and he's not practicing on the teachings of the Qur'an. One is to be a person of the Qur'an, we have to make tilawat of the Qur'an also, and we have to practice upon the Qur'an also. So this is what this hadith is saying, that on the day of Qiyamah the Qur'an will be brought and the people of the Qur'an will be brought. And who are these people of the Qur'an? Those that practiced upon the Qur'an. So they will be brought, preceded with it, the surahs al-Baqarah. So in other words, right in front, people are being brought, Qur'an Sharif is brought, and right in front is who Allah Ta'ala is making in such, the Surah Ali Imran, Surah Baqarah and Surah Ali Imran will be there, in front, as though they are leading this whole pack of the people of the Qur'an Sharif and the Qur'an. Allah Ta'ala will make it possible that who will be in front, Surah Baqarah and Surah Ali Imran. We shouldn't think these are fairy tales, these are the words of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And what will be the benefit of Surah Baqarah and Surah Ali Imran being in front? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that tuhajjani an sahibihima, that these two surahs will be arguing on behalf of those who knew them. They will be interceding on behalf of those that learned them, those that practiced upon them. They will be interceding. So one is, doesn't mean we have to know it by heart, but a person who used to be a person who used to read Quran Sharif, he should read these surahs. These are at first, after Surah Fatiha, these are the next two surahs, Surah Baqarah and Surah Ali Imran. A person used to read this Quran, used to read these surahs, and he would practice upon it. So now on the day of Qiyamah, they will actually be like the advocate for a person, like the attorney for the person. Now they will be arguing on behalf of the person that would do this. Ulama explain why specifically these two surahs are mentioned here. Because of the content of Surah Baqarah and Surah Ali Imran has to do mainly with the laws, prohibition and the basic beliefs which are necessary for every Muslim. These surahs will argue in favor of those who recited these verses. They pondered over them and they practiced on the commands and abstained. Whatever prohibitions are there, these people abstain from it. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making Quran Sharif part of our life. We see how many benefits there are. As we go on, we'll see so many benefits of reading Quran Sharif. And it's not something that's difficult. Actually, it's something that's easy, but we have to make time for it. Har cheez bhi maza hai, agar dil bhi jaga hai. You'll find enjoyment in everything, so long as you've got a space for it in your heart. A man who finds enjoyment in golf, he can stand on that golf field the whole day and he can hit that ball and walk and walk and walk until he gets to the ball again, and he'll hit it again and he'll carry on walking. He won't get tired of it because he's got space for it in his heart. Like that, you find one lady that likes shopping. The whole day she can go and shop and buy nothing too much. She won't get tired because she got space for it in her heart. If a person has got space for Quran Sharif in his heart, he'll enjoy reading Quran Sharif all the time. It doesn't matter what it is. Allah Ta'ala give us that space in our heart for Quran Sharif. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin walhamdulillah.